Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And there's still time to see the Drunk Women Solving Crime live in 2019 as they're performing in Manchester at the Salford Lowry and a Christmas extravaganza at London's Leicester Square Theatre. For full details, go to drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Drunk Women Solving
is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Katie Wilkins and I'm an author and comedian. I'm joined by screenwriter Hannah George.
Hello.
And writer-comedian Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
This is where brandy meets bludgeoning, mimosa meets misdemeanor, and port meets prostitution. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime. He asked for 3 million Swedish krona, wow. Which is more than 7,100 Wait. He fucked the chocolates, the guy that would fuck anything. That's my theory.
Men do not change, do they? Even in that thing, he's thinking, yeah, but maybe. Maybe.
Must have been love, but it's over now. Is that Roxette?
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Continuing our Men's Month in November, we have none other than the fantastic writer, presenter, all-round hero, it's Richard Osmond!
Ah, well, how kind of you. Thank you. How lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure.
Excellent. Are you having a good Men's Month?
I wasn't aware it was Men's Month, but I'm genuinely having a good time. This is a highlight. I say drunk women and solving crime are two of my hobbies, so I'm delighted to be here.
So, Richard, can you tell us, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yeah, I'm currently the victim of a crime.
Uh-oh.
Actually.
Just being in our company?
A little bit.
Ouch.
A little bit. It's a little bit. I don't know what the hashtag would be, but I'm going to think of one. No, listen, who's putting stuff in my bin? Ooh. Would be my question. In my wheelie bin.
What stuff?
Right, because somebody is. Right, so I leave my wheelie bin out on the driveway. That's fine, so I don't want it kind of, you know...
Too close to the house?
Yeah, I don't want it back-facing, I want it front-facing.
Oh, of course, you're not a monster.
And, so, listen, yeah, every 2 weeks it gets collected. That's fine. Listen, I've grown used to that. It's not once a week, is it? But there it is, I understand why. But, you know, I can fill it in 2 weeks. That's absolutely fine by me. But I can't fill
it. No shame.
Because someone is putting stuff in it. Every single week now, someone is putting stuff in it, okay? Occasionally not even correctly bagged.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Oh, we can swear.
Oh, right. Well, yes, when it comes to things like this.
Occasionally, not even correctly fucking bagged. Wow. And so I'm trying to work out who it might be.
Okay.
Because occasionally in there's nappies.
Oh.
All right, in a bag.
Okay.
So that's evidence.
Yeah.
Right, to something. Now, on this side of me, and to podcast this, and I'm pointing to my right, are a really lovely couple. It is not them.
Mm.
Right, okay. That's guaranteed.
Okay.
The other side of me, there's this house that's been done up for about 3 years, and the guy's sort of just moved in a little while ago. But I tell you two things about him. I'll tell you one thing about him. No, I'll tell you two things about him.
One thing,
okay.
And then another thing.
Yeah, no, like one thing.
The first thing, right, is his name.
Thing A is he doesn't have a wheelie bin because he hasn't properly moved in yet. So there's never a wheelie bin.
Okay.
Suspect list.
Right.
Circumstantial.
And thing two, he has recently, he's moved in half of the time. So he's there but doesn't have a wheelie bin. But I tell you something else about him. He doesn't have any children.
Okay.
There is no baby in there.
Does he have a working toilet, though?
That is such a good question. I mean, I'm going to say, and I don't know, they don't look like adult nappies.
Right.
Okay.
But he would be the obvious candidate, right? But
yeah.
Then that's a bit weird.
Then don't you think?
But also, can I say, he's having building work done, so he's got skips, he's got all sorts.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's he's either of them, is it?
He's in the mix.
Well, I mean, literally, I wouldn't put it past him. The amount of time it's taken to do up a fucking garden. this would be the least of his crimes.
He's gone out and he's gone out to get some soiled nappies so he can put it in there and confuse
just to,
you.
Just to make it.
But who would be
this is somebody with an overspill problem, which I can relate to because we can more than fill our bins every 2 weeks.
Right,
I find it very restrictive.
Talk about a show off.
And look, I'm going to put my hand up.
Oh, I'm going to fill a bin. Don't you worry about that. Oh, yeah. What you got? What size bin you got?
Didn't get that nickname in high school for nothing. What?
Here come the bin filler.
Hey. I have, on occasion, had to use our neighbor's bin because they make very, very... But it's always properly bagged.
Did you ask them?
No.
No way. Oh, here we go.
So what I'm saying, and probably American.
But listen, are you using the bin because you think, they're not filling the bin? Because
I only do it on collection days when I know that they've already put it out and that there's spare room.
So you would go out there, while it's out in the front of the house,
yeah,
so they could see you.
On collection day? Well, I hope they don't
see
me.
That's what I could.
That's what the hedge is for, right?
No, but the bin is in front. The bin is in front of their house, right?
Well, no, because it's flat, so we all sort of put them out, and it's this competition. It looks like a failed Tetris game.
Okay.
It's just all...
But are you absolutely... Because I think sometimes what happens in flats is one person will put them all out, so maybe they happen. Maybe they're not done. If you're waiting till the last minute to put something in their bin, what if they're waiting for the last minute to put something? Because that's what I always do.
Yeah.
Right.
I literally, on the morning the bins are in, or sometimes the night before, that's when I'll put my last bag in the bin. You know? And that's when sometimes I go, it's great, I know I've got space in the bin. I'll go out there.
Sleep easy that night, don't you?
Suddenly, I ain't got no space in that bin because there's stuff in there.
Right.
There's like nappies in this, there's another bag. There's
just
stuff.
Loose
there's stuff that's
nappies?
Loose.
Loose nappies.
No, in a bag, but like a
but
lot of them.
But that's loose. Like it's not been. How are you transporting? Like, overspill problem.
Yeah.
Empathy.
Sure.
I can relate. But how are you not bagging it? Because how are you transporting these items on a regular basis?
Listen,
like, do they have a wheelbarrow?
Well, it's got to be nearby.
Said it, right?
It's got to be.
You've got to bag it up. That's what that was about. Yeah. I like the way you work it. No diggity, you got to bag it up. That was about nappy sense.
Yeah, also my high school nickname.
But it sort of must be the guy next door, but I also don't think it is. So that's a red herring, right? That's like end of act one.
If it is that guy, there are some other problematic things going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, where is he getting the nappies from?
Yeah.
But maybe he's got, like, I don't know, maybe he's got grandkids. I don't know.
Illegal daycare center.
I want to go back to the lovely couple because you are very, very sort of like quick to say they're lovely. It definitely wasn't them.
Hold on a minute.
What do they have over you, dude?
Well, they are very, very friendly always. They ride.
Fillers usually are.
Taylor's lovely.
They ride motorbikes, but in an old school type way.
Like not, Vespers.
No, oh no, not in that, but like a proper kind of, oh, I'm, you know, I'm from the 60s and they wear leathers and go to like Donington Park.
Oh, nice.
But they're lovely. Absolutely, genuinely the most charming people you'd ever meet. Listen, their driver, my driver, they're very much next to each other. So if they wanted to do it, it'd be easy. But the guy next door, I mean, you'd have, I mean, you really do have to go around the side of my house. I mean, you'd have to go through a gate.
Okay.
But you have to properly breach the front wall.
Okay.
So it's, you have to go to the end of a drive.
This isn't just like I'm walking by and I can toss in.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
you got to walk down the end of my drive.
This is pre-planned. I'm sorry, now I'm
I
am
I still
really
think it's the Hell's Angels.
Do you have a baby?
They don't.
I think it could be more than one person. I think you've got a reputation of having an empty bin.
The bin is there. Yeah. I've heard that.
They've all heard about it.
But where did I get that reputation from? I try to fill it. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible in different people. It's got around the community. And suddenly...
Went over to old empty bin's house. Yep, jackpot.
Because
again.
There are times... I tell you what, there are times, obviously, when there's something you've got at home, you just think, oh man, I wish that if there's a skip on the road, ooh, I'm heading down there with this.
Damn right.
But people don't seem, people seem to really protect their skips now. Yeah. You don't seem to see an open skip anymore. And I think, you know,
no,
but I used to get rid of a load of stuff in skips. What's happened to them? Anyway, listen.
Is it you? Are you the person that's putting bin stuff in?
Hold on a minute, yeah. Hold on, I do have a baby. Hold on a minute.
Are you just so frazzled?
Yeah.
You can't sleep
deprived. It's like Fight Club. It's like Fight Club, it's Bin Club.
Let's not talk about it then.
Yeah. But no, it's definitively not me. But someone's doing it, and they've been doing it for about 3 months. And it's really...
How confident are you? Because maybe it is more than one person. Does it feel like the same person? Does your gut feel like this is one offender?
Nappies.
You see, that's a great question.
Nappies.
It definitely feels like...
They're always repeat, aren't they?
It definitely feels like there is a consistent person putting stuff, but I will absolutely give you that there may be more than one person. It would seem unlikely that they'd pick on, you know, because it's like, it's a weird thing to do.
Yeah,
you know, and they have to. It's very brave.
Was there anything else? Anything else we can, anything else in the? I mean, so nappies and.
Not really. Then otherwise, it's just packaging, really, and sometimes stuff that should be in the recycling.
Oh,
have you thought of some vigilante tactics to address this? I'm thinking
like a camera,
prosthetic human head.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Okay. Well, in the bin, so they
in the bin, so they open it. Yeah, absolutely. Or even better, to like just a hand, make it more realistic.
That would be nice. So suddenly they
maybe don't want to fuck with me anymore.
They report me to the police, and they're like, "Well," and the police go, "Well, it's interesting you should say that because we were told you might be ringing, and then we got him." That's a nice thing to do. I have wired it up, so if anyone lifts it, it will. So that's the next thing that's going to happen. And then I'll hear the noise and I'll wander down and whoever's got no eyebrows,
yeah.
We have ourselves our bin filler. But anyway, so who's the Chiswick bin filler? Would be my crime. And listen, if you're listening, Chiswick bin filler, then just come forward. Listen, it's okay. We'll have an amnesty. I'm not going to go crazy about it. But it is annoying when I go down like on the morning. You know, because that's how I do it, like everyone does, with absolute due respect to you filling it in the morning, and suddenly someone has topped my bin up for me.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I'm topping my bin up, mate. Yeah. That's who's topping this
do
bin
you know
up.
What? Yeah. I wonder if it's somebody with too much rubbish, and they're walking down the street, and they're opening all of the bins until they find one they can put it in.
But like he said, it's not right
it's
on
not
the
accessible.
Curb.
You have to that's really what, intrude to do it.
This person yeah. really
knows. It's very visible. It's visible, that is for sure. Right,
who lives next to the Hell's Angels? Do you
that's
know
that's a good
your
question. I don't really know them, I have
what
to say.
What do you call that?
Well, there are kids up and down the road. Yeah, hold on
triplets,
a minute.
Those triplet yeah. babies.
Yeah, there's kids on the street, but there's not really any babies on the street. It's not that sort of street.
It's potentially quite dark as well. I don't want to explore that idea.
No, I think they're children's nappies. I don't think they're bespoke. I don't think. I could be very wrong, but I don't think so. But anyway, listen, wow. I have no... I'm a keen detective. And yeah. I come from a family of police family.
Really?
And yet still, it has not been solved.
Mm.
I've never even heard them do it, which is the weird thing.
Ooh.
You know, because...
And you sleep out there now, right?
I sleep in the bin. And I wake up in the morning and suddenly it's on top of me. Like, how did I not even notice that? and they still
police family, so maybe it's somebody with a long-held grudge.
Can you get a what's it like a someone to watch?
What, like a babysitter? A bin sitter?
I feel like my karma.
Police car to watch the bin.
Well, like, I feel like my
that's
karma
a really good idea. As a favour.
I said, you know, I'm the guy from telly. You know that and someone's putting stuff in my bin, so I don't know what else you got to do.
Since I admitted to my own overspill problems, I will happily be your bin watcher.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We could just like do it on Instagram Live just to really make it content. Always thinking about the content.
It'd be great content.
And then, when's your bin day?
It is Wednesday, every second Wednesday.
Right, we'll be there. Okay.
Done.
But they don't always put it, but it comes in at unusual intervals. I need to just set up a CCTV thing.
I mean, there's an answer here.
That's the thing to do.
That's easier than the manpower of us shooting down on a Wednesday.
I know you guys have got children, but I haven't, and we're going to do this. It's going to be fine. We've got time.
You could set people with children more likely to want to get out of the house, to be honest. Do it all night.
I was going to turn it into an outing, you know?
Well, we ask on this podcast, what would you say to the perp? But you've kind of already said, just there's an amnesty.
I'm a forgiving man. You know, I wish no particular harm on this person, other than, you know, there comes a point where I'm going to lose my rag. And listen, I'm a very calm individual. Very rarely lose my temper. But, you know, don't push me.
Yeah.
I would say, because if I do, it's never happened. But if I do lose my temper, I wonder what would happen.
Oh, I want to live stream
untested.
That.
Yeah, it's not going to be great, right? So I would just say that to that person. Wow. I'd say, you don't, you know.
Playing with fire.
Don't be the nappy that broke the Osmond's back.
Oh, exactly that. No, I mean, you put it beautifully there. I wish I'd said that.
Okay, we've solved it.
Hey. Or we will when we're there on Wednesday.
It's an open case.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Now we are going to solve some true crime detectives.
Great.
Now, my slight worry with this case is it's sort of a famous case and Richard Osman is very clever.
Right.
Are you about to do me and Taylor?
I mean, that is quite an extraordinary burn on both of you.
My heart is literally racing because I'm like, I'm going to look so dumb right now because I don't know this.
No.
But I should say I don't have an earpiece in currently, and that really, really, you know, I am much less clever without an earpiece.
Okay.
But my grandfather was a police officer. It's impossible for me. If you ever give me a true crime podcast, I'll tell you within one sentence whether they did it or not.
Oh.
Like Serial with one sentence, I think, yeah, you totally did it.
Was it owl? No. Hmm? Which one's the owl one? The staircase. That's not a podcast, sorry.
I always know who did it.
But was it the owl theory on the...
Oh, the owl theory. I think it's an owl.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, that is the staircase.
It wasn't Al Bundy, it was Ted Bundy.
I thought we could rattle through someone else, like, we just go, that. But I can't think of any other ones. I'm sorry, and I interrupted you.
No, you weren't interrupting me at all. Because this is how I conduct my investigations. I let the person talk. Because... Just so you know, every word you say, you're giving more away.
Okay.
Oh. That's the thing. It's all in the face, isn't it? And the tone. You just, you know, I can tell already what she's got lined up for us.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, here is your first clue.
Okay.
This event happened in August. So obviously, Richard knows. Any guesses?
And August.
Oh,
though,
August
not this
ever.
August.
Oh, yeah. The month is August that takes place.
Okay. So a summer crime or a winter crime?
Ooh, right, good question.
Summer crime. Okay, so we're talking Northern Hemisphere.
Okay.
That's where we are.
Already very impressive.
Okay. This is, if that was how easy it was to be a police officer.
Guys, someplace that there's summer.
I know a couple of things about the planet.
Any progress at all? Yeah, we've absolutely nailed it. It's happened in the Northern Hemisphere.
All right.
Which is great. Call everyone off the Southern Hemisphere stuff. If D.I. Jenkins is on Papua New Guinea, tell her to come up, just come back up.
We've got to leave.
Yeah, I'll give her Sweden.
August.
Awesome.
August, okay. August.
So I mean, that was a joke clue, but I'll give
Is it
you...
Son no. of Sam?
No.
Okay.
Okay, is it Grandson of Sam?
What's your granddad, Sam?
But is it Binfiller?
He never should have had kids, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, know your limits, Sam.
Okay, so... I'll give you more. On an August morning, an escaped convict...
Hang on. Morning? Do you know now? August morning?
Okay, yeah, I hear you. Morning, you say. I'm going to say this AM. Yeah. okay? He's good. If you write down AM.
The new transfer is very good.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just eager to please.
So it's August, and it's an August morning. An escaped convict crosses the streets of a busy city and entered a bank. Ooh. Question: do you think he just wanted to check his balance?
So an escaped convict.
Yeah.
Walks across a busy street
and enters a bank.
Okay.
Do you think he's just coincidence, or do you think he's about to do something?
I think he's about to rob it. To be fair.
I mean, perhaps he wants a tiny pen.
There's always that, but that chain, man.
Yeah. I mean, good luck, right?
Even an escaped convict, yeah. I realise he's probably got out of his own chains. Yeah. But that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a mini bolt cutter for those. Like, this pen, yeah. This pen will be mine. Clink. They're like tweezers.
It feels like he's up to no good.
Is this in California?
We will get to that.
All right.
It's definitely, that's in the Northern Hemisphere, right?
So they definitely have AM there.
It checks out. Yeah. And have they got banks? I've not been.
Well, people have to get money out.
Hold on, AM, ATM. Hold on a minute.
Okay, so Hannah is correct.
Sorry.
Who put the T in the middle?
This person wants to rob the bank.
Yes.
Okay. Good luck, mate.
I'm glad I've got a wire because yeah. That really helped me get to that.
So this person is carrying a folded up jacket. When they enter the bank, they reach underneath this jacket and they pull out a loaded submachine gun.
Mate.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go back on what I said. I think that he's just in there to get some money out. I think it's fine.
Because sometimes the queue's along, aren't they? You have to hurry things along. What's a little bit.
Wow. Will you cash my check, please?
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Any guesses of what year this is?
So submachine gun.
Have been invented. That's...
Yeah. But yeah, tough to carry one into a
I had a jacket over it.
I'm trying so hard to guess what this case is without answering your questions. Is this Patty Hearst?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say it's pre-war.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
What was your question? I'm sorry.
What year do we...
Year.
Let's guess the year.
I also feel like...
Machine gun.
Submachine gun. Because that's a distinction that we need to
What's
make.
What's a submachine gun?
It's a machine gun you can use underwater.
Hey, come on.
Thanks. I'm here all week.
I'm picturing like a sous chef, like it helps a real gun. A submachine gun. This feels very like mafia, Al Capone.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering.
Kind of like.
Whether it was 30s-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are going for pre-war 30s?
Also, like, they got to a certain point when I think banks didn't have that much money in them. I.e. they don't hold that
right.
much money.
Okay.
So right. I think I'm going to go with 30s.
And also people don't use submachine guns anymore. They use assault rifles, right?
They do. They do. Yeah. Okay.
This feels very...
None of you are correct.
Oh, fuck off.
Can I just say, we didn't say which war.
Okay, which war
when
did
we said
mean?
Pre-war.
Yeah, and we said 30s, but like not which century. Yeah.
I think pre the current UK-Iran war.
Then you are correct.
Yes.
Detective Osman, yes, well done.
My work
Detective
here is done.
Loophole.
That's a great name for a character. Detective Loophole.
It really is.
Yeah. Have you solved it, Detective Loophole? I haven't solved it. But we have our man in custody.
The year is 1973.
Oh.
Whoa.
Dude.
Yeah.
Just pre...
This war.
Iraq war?
Yeah. Pre
well, pre-Iraq war, but...
Pre the apocalypse.
Pre Desert Storm.
This person's got their gun out, they're in the bank, they're in a busy city, they're firing... Oh, they then fire the gun at the ceiling.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's okay. A power move.
Yeah.
I've got bullets to spare, is what that move means.
Is this a crime or is this the film Dog Day Afternoon?
It's not that film.
Okay.
I don't know what that film is.
It could be based on something.
That's Pacino.
Pacino at his finest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that a dog then with a submachine gun?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
I mean,
but hold on, that was Dog Day Afternoon, so it doesn't work here. This would be Dog Day Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Focus up.
Sorry, I really let you down.
Dog Day AM.
Actually, I mean, this question, let's do this question. Let's get our intrinsic bias out of the way. Do we think it's a man or a woman?
Woman.
Okay.
I think it's a man.
Okay.
I think it's a man because this is a really sexist thing to say. Has a woman ever escaped from prison? I feel like that's super
interesting. They have.
I feel like I've never read about one, though. A woman escaping from prison.
That's because they're good at it.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they only get written about if they're hot.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. When they're doing it.
Oh, anyone escaping from prison is hot, though. You're the ugliest person in the world, and I'd just be like,
oh, you escaped from prison.
Yeah.
But you're currently on the run.
Yeah! Fucking hot, man.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, this is a man.
Right.
There we go. There we go.
So.
Typical. It's typical, isn't it? Why is it? What the fuck are they doing?
Shooting at the ceiling. What was I thinking?
Come on.
Who shoots at a ceiling?
That could be a woman being like, oh, I don't want to hurt anyone.
Why am I...
Wait, are we the baddies? What's happening here? We're being well sexist.
Right. Yeah. This dude fires his submachine gun at the ceiling of the bank in the morning and then, in an American accent, shouts, the party has just begun.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, man. This guy, listen... With respect, I hope no one dies in this story because thus far, this guy is really, this is good stuff. He's escaped from prison. He's got a submachine gun under a coat. He's fired at the scene and he said, the party has just begun.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's cool.
That's
awesome. Listen, we will hold, maybe he's cool.
Okay, yeah, no.
Maybe he's cool, unless someone comes to harm.
The amount of times I've sided with the wrong person on these podcasts.
Okay.
He sounds really nice. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Oh. Okay, so.
Can I say something? You said in an American accent.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting that you said accent, like he's putting it on.
Yes, my next question is, where are we, and is he American?
Okay. I mean... Let's assume he's not American.
I feel like there was a pretty heavy...
tricky phrasing.
Let's assume if he's not American.
Mm-hmm.
But in England in 1973, someone with a submachine gun shooting into the ceiling. It's possible. Mind you, it could be the French. I mean, there's a whole... do you know what I mean?
They would never stoop to an American accent.
I'd like to hear the French try.
That line is just much better with an American accent.
Yeah,
let's be fair. Like, let's do some other versions of it. The party's just gotten started.
Yeah. The party has just begun. Oh, that's quite cool.
That's
Scottish.
I
had to say Scottish just in case.
No, it's good.
Thank you.
Would terrify me.
Yeah, are we the malice in the subtext?
The party has just begun.
I don't think we are in the US anymore, and it took me a lot of steps to get out of there. Are we in Europe?
We are.
Okay.
Are we in Western Europe?
Yes.
Ooh, question mark. Is it like
I know where West is.
Croatia?
Yes.
No,
elephants.
It's not.
Yeah.
Are we in the United Kingdom?
No.
Scandinavia.
Yeah, we're in Sweden.
We're in Sweden.
Oh, we talked about Sweden earlier. I knew it was Sweden. We're in Stockholm.
Yes.
Ooh.
Do you guys know the case now?
No.
Okay, awesome.
I think so, but
is
I don't
Is it the
really
case that where you get Stockholm Syndrome from?
Mm. Yeah.
Is it? Oh. I don't know what that case is.
Okay.
This is the
end. Awesome. Oh, this is interesting.
Okay, great.
I should have gone, ooh, maybe. This is the story of Jan Erik Olsen. He is a safecracker. He failed to return to prison after a furlough from his 3-year sentence for grand larceny. Olsen is in the bank. He's impersonating a trigger-happy American. No offense, Taylor. Right, things go up a notch pretty quickly now. Any guesses as to why?
So, let's assume he has to take hostages in some way. So he presumably is after some money because you want to be on the run, right?
Yeah.
Or is it a political thing or is it a money thing?
No, it is a money thing. But I tell you what, before we get to the hostages, I will tell you, somebody trips a silent alarm.
I hate the grass.
And then two policemen respond to very quickly to this silent alarm. Question, what does Olsen do to the policeman?
Oh no, does he shoot him?
Punches him.
Does he harm them?
Yeah,
were the policemen in the ceiling the whole time?
So
he shot their feet.
He injures one of them. He doesn't kill him. He only shoots him in the hand. And that's fine.
That's okay. That's okay. You want it to happen, but there's worse
best
things.
Best place for it.
And this is weird. He orders the other policeman to sit down on a chair and sing something.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And this policeman chose to sing Lonesome Cowboy.
Oh,
wow. That's nice.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, the things we do in moments of trauma.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And then he...
I would have sung I Shot the Sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Awesome.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
And then he takes four people hostage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is so Yan.
It's so Yan.
Yeah.
And then he makes some demands. So question, what do we think his demands were?
Cinnamon buns.
No.
Some sort of transport.
Yes.
A helicopter.
No.
A getaway car.
Yes.
Okay. And some money.
Yes.
And for the guy to stop singing because he's tone deaf. Yeah. He's had enough. It's really distracting.
Yeah, he asked for 3 million Swedish krona. Wow. Which is more than 7,100. Wait.
You're kidding.
Oh, I love you so much.
7,100.
It's a very confusing currency.
Yeah, it really is.
It's very hard to convert.
700,000.
That's it.
In American dollars today. He wanted it in Swedish and foreign currency. He wanted a getaway, specifically a fast getaway car with a full tank of petrol. He's not stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wanted guns, bulletproof vests, and helmets.
Wow.
Then he had a wild card request. He wanted his friend Clark Olofsson released from prison and brought to him at the bank. Clark Olofsson was serving time for an armed robbery and acting as an accessory in the 1966 murder of a policeman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mate.
And there's one other thing he wants, but we'll get to in a second.
He's a hell of a rider, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not letting Olofsson out. No
well,
way.
Question. Do the police meet any of these demands?
I mean, you can't let a cop get around.
No.
I mean, that's the, you know, and if you do, it's a bluff. And Yan should know that. That's the last thing they're going to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
Money, they'll give. You know, they'll promise money. A car is easy. You can fake the fact that it's full of petrol.
Oh yeah.
That's easily done, isn't it? Yeah. So he's not going to check.
Okay. Yeah. Until it's too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
This is an excellent guess. Any advance on this? I'm not saying it's true yet.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. They give him. I think they give him everything.
Okay.
Because he's got full.
Yeah. Even the guy.
Really?
Yeah, man.
But pretending.
So you think that
they just give him another person dressed up?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, Clark Olofsson.
Here he is. Don't look too closely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a ridiculous demand because all they can do is give their word on that. And like, yeah. Really, he's gonna.
Okay.
You really promise?
But if he says they're gonna bring him to him,
yeah.
Is that what he wanted?
Yeah, he wants his friend from prison. This guy brought to him at the bank and let in the bank. So, I will tell you, they did meet all of these demands.
Yes!
Sweden is just like...
The Swedes are so accommodating.
They're really ahead of us with like healthcare and maternity leave and bank robberies.
And, and meeting demands.
Yeah.
Listen, the guy wanted to see his friend.
And no one like cop that he kills. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm not Russian again. Yeah. I always, whenever I do, I go into a vampire.
I think I led you down that path. I don't think my Swedish was quite as good as it might have been.
I'm not going to try.
But that was a really good reason for that they wouldn't do that. I hadn't even thought of that. But yeah.
They actually bring this guy.
Yeah.
Clark Olofsson.
Yeah, Clark Olofsson.
But still is a bluff, right? Surely. They probably said, like, we'll give you some extra...
Okay.
Tasty meatballs. I'm just throwing in all the stereotypes a counter I can.
So with... Go on.
No, I'm done with...
Within hours, the police delivered Olsen's fellow convict, the ransom, and even a blue Ford Mustang with a full tank of petrol. But they eventually did draw the line at a demand, and that was that the authorities refused Olsen's demand to leave with the hostages in tow to ensure safe passage.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow. I knew it was going to be a Mustang. Did anybody else feel the Mustang coming? I did.
Not in Sweden. Mm. I would have thought they have a number of vehicles that are very,
you thought
very
a very sensible Volvo was going to pull up.
I don't know, a Saab, because you've got speed and efficiency there.
I like a Saab.
Yeah. But Mustang is okay.
I think they heard the guy, like, Mustang's a cool car, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think like they heard the guy say, "This, like, the party's starting!" The and they're like, man needs a Mustang.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You don't start a party in a Volvo. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think they had like a psychologist going.
We'll start with
going.
The seatbelts, click.
Unless it's the Liberal Democrat Party.
Right, so we have an impasse. We have ourselves a good old-fashioned standoff here.
Yeah.
So question, how long did this standoff last?
Oh,
so
boy.
What's this? Oh, the standoff is he wants to take the hostages.
And they don't want to let him.
And they don't want to let him, which is, you know, best practice.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they've given him literally everything. I realise he wants to, you know. How many seats are there in a Mustang?
Yeah, there's not many, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a sports car.
You're not going to get four people and your man from
and
prison.
He's got Clark is in there.
Ridiculous.
You need your gun.
Introducing the Mustang minivan. Finally a family solution for people who like
fast
Mustangs.
Egotistical bank robbers.
Just robbed a bank. You got too many hostages.
So the question was, how long do you think this went on for?
2 days.
Because, we know it's Stockholm Syndrome-y. Like, surely it's going to be longer, right? Is that an expression? That's going to be longer than 2 days. You can't have Stockholm Syndrome.
And also, Katie's picked this out for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're staying here. Like, do you feel Stockholm Syndrome already?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this is a hostage situation.
Within seconds of turning up and being force-fed booze. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so we have 2 days. Any advance on 2 days?
I think like much longer.
Okay.
I think 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to go 2 months.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
14 years.
Is it still going on?
Is it still, is it still
happening? Okay. Live stream.
I can reveal. Taylor is the closest. It was,
what did you say?
She said two days.
Oh, did you?
The correct answer is 5 days.
Mm. Okay.
130 hours.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So this lasted from 23rd of August to the 28th of August.
Jeez.
And this is where things get kind of weird.
It's still not worse than the last few days of Edinburgh, though, is it? Which is the exact same day.
So Clark was here. So Clark was there.
Yeah, he's throughout. Joined this other guy.
Those two together.
He's like, God damn it, it wasn't worth it.
The older team are back together. Bank. So Olsen and Olofsson barricaded the inner main.
I love that shot. Great, nice.
They barricaded the inner main vault in which they kept the hostages.
Mm.
One of my favourite things that happens next is that Olsen gets to talk to the Prime Minister of Sweden on the phone about this.
That's cool.
He called up the Prime Minister, Olof Palme, I don't know if I'm pronouncing
Palmer.
That right. Palme. And said that he would kill the hostages, and he backed his threat up by grabbing one in a stranglehold. She was heard screaming as he hung up, and the next day the Prime Minister received another phone call, and this time it was the hostage Kristen Enmark, who said that she was very displeased with the Prime Minister's attitude and asked him to let the robbers and the hostages leave together.
Like, Olaf Palmer's going to be fooled by that. Oh, actually, one of the hostages said it. So, it's because when the criminal said it, I thought, no, that doesn't sound right. But actually, one of the hostages said it. So it really makes you think.
Yeah, it must be true.
Yeah.
So Olofsson, the cop killer, scarier one, walked around the vault singing Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly.
Oh, Clark.
The soundtrack to this incident is amazing.
Mate. Yeah. It's insane. So surreal. So,
but was it the Fugees version?
It kind of been.
No, not then.
I know, but maybe guys. I'm joking.
No, but it's
one
possible.
One time.
It's possible the Fugees based it on it. Perhaps he did he did the one time. Perhaps he was the first guy ever to do that.
Hey.
Perhaps he was like filling because it's got no backing, has he? So he's doing his own fills.
I like this.
Perhaps Wycliffe Jean was just kind of heard it.
I reckon that checks out.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we're not saying that did happen, just saying it could have happened.
So the next weird thing that happens is pretty famous. We've already guessed it. It's Stockholm Syndrome. So, holed up inside a cramped bank vault, the captors forged a strange bond with their abductors. Olsen draped a wool jacket over the shoulders of hostage Kristen Enmark when she began to shiver. He soothed her when she had a bad dream, and he gave her a bullet from his gun as a keepsake.
You know what? I tell you, can I say, men do not change, do they? Even in that thing, he's thinking, yeah, but maybe. maybe. Wow. I mean, you've got to hand it to him. He's literally, the reason he's got Clark out of prison literally is as a wingman.
He's misunderstood, but give him a chance. Listen,
he killed a cop, but like one cop, you know?
He also consoled captive Birgitta Lundblad when she couldn't reach her family by phone and told her, try again, don't give up.
I love that you need to do like the absolute minimum as like a guy that's keeping hostages. Yeah, yeah. He was such a great guy.
Yeah, he really consoled me.
Yeah. Try and keep me. Bullet from his gun.
Yeah.
That could have been in my head.
Yeah.
I like, so he's got, they've, it's four hostages, it's three chicks and one guy are their hostages.
Hello.
And so when hostage Elizabeth Aldrin complained of claustrophobia, he allowed her to walk outside the vault attached to a 30-foot rope. And
aww.
Aldrin later told the New Yorker a year later that although leashed... I remember thinking he was very kind to allow me to leave the vault. And Olsen's benevolent act.
It's fascinating.
I've been in relationships like this, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think she took it to the feet away?
Yeah, exactly. I did enjoy ropey. Yeah, that was a fun time. God.
Do you think she went the full length of it? Do you think she did like a pit bull, like, or did she leave some slack? You know?
I mean, we can only speculate. But Olsen's benevolent acts curried the sympathy of his hostages. When they treated us well, said the lone male hostage Sven Safstron.
Yeah. He's also, by the way, having a laugh. He's enjoying himself. He's thinking this could have gone a lot worse.
He actually bought the 30-foot rope into the bank with him just in case something happened.
He's the guy ringing up Olaf Palmer going, you know what, I think perhaps we should just hang out together because it's let me and the girls go, you know, and we'll just we'll get in the Mustang. Sven.
Now the party started.
Ah, Sven, you dirty bastard.
What are they eating? See, this is the kind of thing I worry about. What are they eating? Where are they going to the bathroom?
I do not have that information.
Are they going in the vault?
They're in the vault.
But is that where they're using... Like, I worry about these little details.
Yeah. There'll be a staff toilet.
There'll be,
And they're let it. Do they have to go on a rope to go to the toilet as well?
I guess.
I'm not sure. I'll show you a photo in a second.
But they must be eating something, and that's when you always worry about these things, because that's when you get poisoned and stuff, right?
Yeah,
like poison pizzas and things.
It would be, actually. You wouldn't be able to trust anything. That would be a pretty scary...
Maybe the police were bringing them food baskets.
And this is pre-delivery.
Yeah.
On
whose earth did they do? No Just Eats or anything. But this the Sven hostage said that when the guys were nice, we could think of him as an emergency god.
Oh, emergency god. Yeah. Was that the name of Sven's band as soon as he left? Yeah.
By the second day, the hostages were on first-name basis with their captors, and they started to fear the police more than their abductors. Because they basically... thought that the police were going to mess things up and escalate things and then they'd be in more trouble if that happened.
It's basically like a little vault cult, which is hard to say.
Yeah.
Vault cult, vault cult.
That's quite cool.
Vodka. What?
That's where vodka comes from.
That's where vodka comes from.
It was
a vault cult. It was made in a vault.
Yeah. They called it vault syndrome.
But it wasn't catchy enough.
No.
But then when the police commissioner was allowed inside to inspect the hostage's health, he noticed that the captives appeared more hostile to him and relaxed and jovial with the gunmen. And the police chief told the press that he doubted the gunman would harm the hostages because they had developed a rather relaxed relationship.
This is how I always dream if I ever took hostage.
Yeah.
I think I'm charming enough.
Yeah, let's just have a laugh, right?
It would be
just
so nice.
We're in here. You know, better make the best of it.
Yeah.
I think it's right. I think I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's exactly right. You're going to have a bit of fun, right?
Yeah.
But also... you're in a vault for like, there must be like a load of money around.
Oh yeah, I'd have full pockets.
There must be a way of turning it to your advantage.
Yeah, no one's going to be looking in the tiny drawers with all that going on.
The tiny drawers.
Such good advice for life.
No one's looking in the tiny drawers.
Thanks, work, right?
Oh my gosh.
So,
At the end of the day, how much money is there left in the bank? You just mean the big drawers? Because I've checked all of them.
All those big ones are fine.
Yeah.
We're out of time. No, no, no point checking the lit ones. Let's. Yeah.
Oh God, they're so small. You're gonna keep in there like diamonds or something? God, come on.
So one of the times that they rang the Prime Minister, and he was very preoccupied apparently with looming national elections.
I love that he doesn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Kristen Enmark one pleaded that they let them go in this car, and said, you know, they haven't done a thing to us. On the contrary, they've been very nice. I'm more scared that the police will attack us and cause us to die. And then even when threatened with physical harm, the hostages still saw compassion in their abductors. After Olsen threatened to shoot Safstrom in the leg to shake up the police, the hostage recounted to the New Yorker how kind I thought he was for saying it was just my leg that he would shoot.
And one of the main arteries, yeah, as well. Yeah.
Like. Safstrom was the guy, right?
Sven Sestron. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll shoot the guy.
gotta keep my chance in with the ladies. Yeah. The Kristen Enmark one tried to convince him to take the bullet and said, but Sven, it's just in the leg.
But you can totally die from a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And even if he didn't, I don't think it's fun.
No, exactly.
To be shot in the leg. Presumably, were they like customers or were they...
Yeah.
They'd just gone out to get, you know, a bit of cash and suddenly... Someone's trying to shoot them in the leg.
Yeah, yeah, just the unlucky 5 minutes of being there. From what I've read, it sounds like they were customers.
Okay.
So on August the 26th, the police drilled a hole into the main vault from the apartment above.
Nice.
Cool.
Wow.
And very from cool.
There's people just living above all this? Like, yeah. Shit, what's going on downstairs, huh? Cheers, school.
But that happens to people who live above banks and building societies, right? People literally come into their home... Hold them hostage and drill down into the bank.
Oh,
never
yeah.
get a flat above. Never get a flat above somewhere that's got a big vault.
Oh,
because that absolutely happens. Or like gold, you know, jewelry shops or anything like that. And people drill down from above.
It's a hot target.
Top real estate tip from Richard over here.
Yeah.
You might think it's like really handy for the building society, but it's a
crime scene waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So our properties above banks. Worth less because of that.
And really expensive to insure.
And expensive to insure, yeah.
Well, I guess maybe.
Wow.
Wow.
Unless you have your own drill.
Yeah, I'd do it. Do it yourself, right?
Yeah, I never would have even thought of that. So they drill this
maybe
hole.
I can buy in London. the world's local bank.
From this hole, a widely circulated picture of the hostages with Olofsson was taken. And that is this picture here, I think.
Oh, we get to see
is amazing.
We can tweet this.
Oh, this is amazing. Golly.
That's cool.
Holy moly.
They just look like a bunch of guys having a good time.
Crouching.
Crouching behind each other for safety.
They're all the hostages, though, yeah?
Oh, well, those are the hostages, okay.
There's only Olofsson in...
that's Olofsson.
Olofsson's not in this picture.
That's Olofsson,
and then,
right?
Yeah, I think...
What, the man with the beard?
Yeah.
He's not... Okay.
I mean, he's hiding in plain sight now, isn't he?
I mean, how long is those 4 days? Yeah. If, like...
I mean, he's very handsome.
Yeah.
He's very handsome.
Yeah.
Those Scandinavian jeans. I know this is inappropriate at this juncture, but I'm starting to feel sympathetic towards this man in his little jumper.
Through this hole as well, Olsen also fired his weapon into it on two occasions, and during the latter attempt, he wounded a police officer in his hand and face.
So he was shooting in the ceiling again?
Yeah, into the hole. Yeah. Well, actually, it's Olofsson. So Olsen is the original guy. He shot his machine gun into the ceiling, and then Olofsson is the one shooting in the hole.
Oh, Sven!
No, Clark.
Oh, Clark.
Clark Olofsson.
The hot one.
The one that came out of prison to join him.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Give him a break, right? Yeah. Listen, if you want to shoot in the ceiling, come on.
To be shot another cop.
Listen, a lot of the times, you don't really understand Clark, because a lot of times he's not shooting through the ceiling. A lot of the times he's actually very sensitive. I mean, occasionally he shoots through the ceiling, but, you know, that's not him.
Yeah, like, I know the real him.
I had a really hard day the other day, and I got him, you know what, he'd cook me dinner. So, you know, I mean, then he shot through the ceiling, but he had cooked me dinner.
Olsen fired his weapon as well and threatened to kill the hostage if any gas attack was attempted through this hole. Question, did the police attempt gas?
Oh, interesting.
That's a man they're going to take seriously, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, other than they sort of, Olaf Palmer has already said, oh man, this lot will really like each other.
Yeah.
You know, they're like a really... It's interesting that Stockholm Syndrome seems to work both ways.
Yeah.
But he's kind of going, no, I think the hostage takers really like the hostages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume they did do something.
They had to, because it had to come. You know, this was, what's it, 14 years? Like, so I always just assume my answer is Craig's, so yeah. I just go with it. But it's been 5 days or something, hasn't it? So they've got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe like a gas that didn't smell of anything, like an odourless gas. Yeah.
Well, basically, yes, they did attempt gas.
Yeah, they did.
On the night of the August 28th, after more than 130 hours, police pumped tear gas into the vault.
Wow.
Question, did the captors then kill any of the hostages?
I mean, I find it hard to believe that Clark would.
No, Clarky.
You know? I mean, yeah, and who knows, but Clark. Old misunderstood Clark.
He's so hot, I don't think he did.
I don't think he would, he's really hot.
Hannah, any differing guess to Taylor and Richard?
I mean, I hope not, because we've been very casual about this all the way through.
If he's suddenly killing... Yeah. Listen, I will say this, if he killed someone, it was the guy. That's all I'll say.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Sven's the guy. Anyway.
Okay, you guys are all correct. They did not shoot any of the hostages, they were totes bluffing.
They're too close. As you say, it goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Symbiotic. Yeah. So Olsen and Olofsson, the convicts, did no physical harm to the hostages. And they surrendered half an hour after the gas was released.
Wow.
They could have just done this the whole... Well, actually, they might not have bonded if they'd done it the... Yeah. Maybe it would have been more dangerous.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd call it Swindon syndrome. It was something that happened like 5 years later.
So none of the hostages sustained permanent injuries. Oh, yeah, another weird bit too. When the police called the hostages to come out first... The four captives wanted to protect their abductors to the very end, and they refused. Kristen Enmark yelled, "No, Jan and Clark go first. You'll gun them down if we do." So in the doorway of the vault, the convicts and hostages embraced, kissed, and shook hands. As the police seized the gunmen, the two of the female hostages cried, "Don't hurt them. They didn't harm us." And when Enmark was wheeled away in a stretcher, she shouted to the handcuffed Olofsson, "Clark, I will see you again."
Wow. If this ends, Rita, I married him.
Oh, it's so fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. So the hostages' seemingly irrational attachment to their captors perplexed the public and the police to the point that the police thought that they might be in on it.
I bet. Oh, that's a twist. Okay.
Yeah. Like, they actually, they brought Enmark in for questioning. They thought that she might have been plotting the whole time with Olofsson, but they hadn't been. And the captives were confused as well. The day following her release, Aldrin asked a psychiatrist, "Is there something wrong with me? Why don't I hate them?"
Interesting.
Wow.
And psychiatrists compared the behaviour to the wartime shell shock exhibited by soldiers and explained that the hostages became emotionally indebted to their abductors, not the police, for being spared death. And within months of the siege, psychiatrists dubbed the strange phenomenon Stockholm syndrome. The Swedish term, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, is Normalarmstorgssyndromet.
Well, that's weird, because we say Stockholm syndrome because it's alliterative.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
But the original Swedish is not.
Do you have any idea how cool it sounds in our language?
Yes, it's really good. It's really boring over here. Stockholm syndrome.
Did they learn nothing from this party's about to get started?
But it is that thing that you were saying that survival kicks in, which is, I want you to like me.
Yeah.
And actually, after a while of it, like in relationships, after a while of I want you to like me, that becomes your default.
Yeah.
You think, and that's all because, you know, just approval is all you seek.
That's what they're up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You program yourself to get more of the thing that's making everything okay, or that you think is.
It's sad in a way that it took these extremes of understanding human behavior to understand abusive relationships, not to make the tone all serious.
Yeah, but
true,
but yeah.
But this is what started to sort of shed light on.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting.
The quote-unquote, why women stay.
Yes.
Wow.
Totally.
Mm. Why women stay used to be why women stay, comma, in the vault. That's where it came from, right?
So Stockholm syndrome became part of popular lexicon in 1974 when it was then used as a defence for the kidnapped newspaper heiress Patty Hearst.
That's where she comes in, right?
Her radical Symbionese Liberation Army captors in the series of bank robberies. Oh,
the SLO. A. Still doesn't
sound right. All right.
So even after Olofsson and Olsen returned to prison, the hostages made jailhouse visits to their former captors.
Wow!
An appeals court overturned Olofsson's conviction, but Olsen spent years behind bars before being released in 1980. Once freed, he married one of the many women who sent him admiring letters while incarcerated.
Boy.
He then moved to Thailand and in 2009 released his autobiography, Question. Any guesses as to what the title was?
Oh, that's a good one.
Cockholm Syndrome.
Am I right?
Very base. Apologize.
Killing Me Softly.
Nice.
Oh, that's not bad.
I don't think we're going to beat Cockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. Why even try?
I mean, upsettingly, it was Stockholm Syndrome.
Yours is way better. But Olofsson, it's interesting Olofsson got let off. So presumably he got let off because he said, well, I didn't ask to be taken to the bank.
Mm. He was brought into it. Yeah. He had to make the best of it.
And also he pretties the place up a bit, doesn't he?
We should not have shown you that picture. Yeah. You have just your mind has wandered ever
since. But presumably he was in prison, so he went back to prison.
Yeah,
he it wasn't like, to actually, it. Now you're out.
You know what? Since you're here,
you take the Mustang.
You know what? It's going to take longer to get you back into prison.
We don't need the paperwork. And since the robbery, Olsen has not been convicted of any other crimes. He lives in Thailand for 15 years with his wife and son, where they ran a supermarket. Wow. He has since returned to Heisenberg, where he operated an automobile repair shop and is now retired. He has shown remorse for his actions as a habitual offender and openly apologised for the hostage situation.
So he was a great guy.
Yeah, and he's still alive.
Oh, no. Wow. If you're out there, you want to get in touch?
Yeah, he'd be a great guest.
He would be a great guest. We're not
saying anything that's not true. We've basically just said how hot he is for 15 minutes. No. We're just telling the truth.
We said how hot his mate was.
Oh, this is the other one. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, he's not coming on this show, is he?
No.
Clark Olofsson is on Love Island.
Who brings a wingman that's better looking than you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so stupid. Mind you, we haven't seen a picture of Olsen.
Oh,
so listen, if Olofsson is the less hot one of that duo,
imagine
Olsen. Whoa. I mean, suddenly we see where Stockholm Syndrome came from.
If you are listening, do come on the show. We do a men's month.
So Olof Palme, then he was either assassinated or kidnapped. Olof Palme, the Swedish Prime Minister.
Oh, really?
He was,
really?
Yeah. Ooh. I think maybe he was killed.
Oh, shit.
But he was certainly kidnapped.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? That's the only thing I know about him.
Okay.
Well, I say that. I don't know it about him. I don't know if he was assassinated or kidnapped. I think he was assassinated.
Ooh. Okay.
Golly. There you go. Shit was going down in Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden, man.
That's where they had ABBA. This was in between ABBA and Roxette.
That's the transition.
Yeah, the transition. Yeah, between the two.
Oh, Roxette. Yeah. Forgot about them.
You forgot Roxette? Wow, that's like forgetting about Dre.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Roxette.
Pathetic. Cheers.
Picture them walking out of the vault cult.
We sold it.
Congratulations.
Must have been love. But it's over now. Is that Roxette?
Drunk women solving crime.
So we have a listener crime here from Sophia and Sean. And this is amazing, this crime. They've written this in our listener reviews on Apple Podcast. This is a proper, this is like your story with a list of suspects.
Okay.
For this crime. We are yacht stewardesses that work on a billionaire's super yacht in the Caribbean.
Amazing.
Oh, it's a great start already.
Yeah.
Our owners.
Our owners. Oh, fucking hell.
Wow. It sounded like a good job. They are also on 30-foot ropes.
The people.
You're on a yacht, that's actually rather useful. You're on it, yeah.
So
that's a safety thing.
Sorry, it's a lord and lady that own the yacht.
No.
They regularly holiday on the boat whilst lapping up the 5-star luxury service on board. Pre-trip, our chef handmade some delicious caramelized whiskey and honey chocolates for the guests. However, the day before the trip commenced, she found the 12 chocolates gone from her fridge. The captain has stopped our booze allowance until the culprit is found. We've narrowed it down to three suspects. Please help us, drunk women with thirsty.
I love that they have suspects. This is how you do it, listeners.
Yeah, this is some top sleuthing. So culprit one, drunken Peter Pan, they're calling him. 21, Kiwi, position deckhand. They say he gets himself into drunken states most nights of the week, and he therefore doesn't remember much. He loves whoring himself out, apparently, and will do anything to get a leg over. I mean, he sounds great. Culprit number two.
It also sounds like the writer might have had a little
with
him. 100%. No offense.
There's two of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's either both or neither.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
To keep everyone happy.
I mean, talk about Stockholm Syndrome. You're on a boat together.
Yeah.
So culprit number two, the so-called vegan. This is... she's 34. The position is engineer. Once a devout, plant-loving vegan, now consumes anything containing anything that was once alive.
Okay.
Culprit number three, Jabba the Hutt. What they're calling this culprit.
I feel like this is going to be offensive.
This person is 22, Scottish. Their position is bosun.
What's a bosun?
I don't know what a bosun is. What?
Bosun is a position on a boat. It's a boatswain is how it's written. If you ever see it written down.
Do you know what they actually do?
No.
Do you know what? I know all the different parts of a boat, literally, because my local pub has you have to tell them where you are in the pub, and they're named after bits of the boat.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I literally know that from just ordering too much food at a pub. Yeah.
Okay.
Port. Starboard.
This is all useful. This is going to help. So once looked like he was on the verge of keeling over and dying of starvation, now has more roles than the Greg's fast food chain.
Well, now you're just being mean.
Yeah, I mean, they are burning.
We were on your side, but now,
we'll smash back a three-course meal daily.
And it's so not that person.
Okay. So, well, Amanda, our producer, thinks that it's culprit number one, the drunken Peter Pan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is not the...
Is that we all just in agreement that it's that guy?
Well, no? So it's caramelized...
All right, yes. The treat in question...
whiskey.
Caramelized whiskey and honey chocolates.
Okay. And they took six of them?
Yes, there was 12 and they took six.
Okay. Listen, this...
That's half.
And this is a big deal. Right,
yeah.
Because they're all staff on this boat and they've been made.
And their booze ration has gone, right?
Yeah.
And
it's not a huge, you know, for most people, you don't need six chocolates.
Yeah.
Unless you have a food addiction issue.
Right.
Which only one of these people has.
Okay.
In my opinion. Listen, there's a guy there with a booze addiction and a sex addiction issue. That's the Kiwi.
Yeah.
Right? That's the very definition of a Kiwi. with respect.
Throw that on the end. Listen, that's great, fine.
Great country, but come on, guys. You know, time to face up. The second one was the vegan, the so-called vegan.
Yeah, the so-called
vegan.
Yeah,
that's not. I'm not buying that. All they've got on her is she used to be vegan, and now she's not.
Yeah.
She's not so-called vegan. To be fair, she's an ex-vegan.
She's an ex-vegan. Also, she's 35. I feel like you may be less into stealing when you hit your 30s.
I think so, and the job is more important. You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, you know.
She's an engineer.
The reward...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the possible consequences are so huge.
Yeah.
Listen, maybe if you're drunk, you wouldn't eat six.
It's too many.
You'd eat a couple and you'd be like, oh God, this is so stupid of me. Whereas if you have a food addiction.
Yeah. Or you're so drunk and you don't remember.
I don't buy it.
No?
No.
Do you think he fucked them? Do you think he fucked the chocolates? The guy that would fuck anything. That's my theory is he fucks
all six of them. Like the guy who entered a marathon.
Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
I know, but my theory is the Scottish guy.
The 22-year-old
Scottish
guy.
It's the guy with food issues. It's a food issue crime.
Okay.
Or it's one of the two of them.
Ooh, turn it back on them.
But I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
And I think they should get their booze rations.
Yeah. It seems unfair for anyone to lose booze rations.
Or give us the address of the boat and we'll bring you some booze and we can maybe stay there for a week or two.
Oh, that's
and record
lovely,
an episode.
Yeah.
That's a lovely idea.
But talk to the lord and the lady.
But the risk-reward thing. Would suggest.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm ruling out number two as well for that reason.
Yeah.
It's not her.
That's why I don't think it's number three, though, because I feel like, look, these people have written in and I really like them, but look how quickly they threw you know, this guy under the bus for just having a bit of chub. Yeah. And I don't think he's going to take the risk of stealing six chocolates when he's going to be suspect number one. I think it was Kiwi guy.
I think, you know, but I just think sometimes it's outside of his, it's, you know, it's, he didn't mean to do it. You know, it took him over in the same way that a heroin. Listen, if some heroin had gone missing yeah. on the boat, say, look, the chef yeah. has made 12 tiny bits of heroin.
For and the you know journey. They are.
And I look back and now six bits of heroin have gone. Who do you look for?
That's not a true heroin addict, though, is it?
Hang on.
What?
We haven't accused the lady or the lord. Why are we blaming the staff? Look at us. Look at us.
I think they weren't there yet.
No, they're there. And I bet lady is pissed off at lord. And she went into the kitchen. She was drunk. And she staggered six. In there. She's like, fuck you. And just grabbed six of them, shoved them in her face, and said, I wish I was a normal person.
That's possible.
The red herring coming in there, the
lady herself.
That's good. Well, that's a good third act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lady Pleb.
I think it's the guy.
Okay.
I think it's the Scottish guy.
Okay, so you think Scottish guy, you think drunk guy.
No, I think lady now.
Oh, no, you think lady, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Changed my tune.
I fucked them.
So wait, so we've got two votes for drunk guy.
Like it's American Pie, but the upscale version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making love, I
that
say.
That would be hard like, to fuck.
I mean, yeah. I know it would, but he's a guy that obviously will fuck anything. That's what I took from that. They literally said he'll fuck anything. Yeah, but, and I thought to myself, chocolates. What's yeah, gone missing?
Maybe.
You know?
I guess you could put them up your bum. What do you think, Detective Buttstuff?
Well, this is my nickname.
That's Detective Buttstuff. Yeah, that's
you
popular. Know what they call your backside in prison, right?
What?
Well, because it's what you smuggle things in prison.
Oh, keister.
They call it your Chatham pocket.
And it's called keistering in American prisons. Okay. I learned that from a comedy. Yeah. It might not be.
Yeah.
Your Chatham pocket.
Chatham pocket. Yeah. So you smuggle in snouts or something in your Chatham pocket.
We've narrowed in.
Not really.
We all have a different opinion.
Well, we've ruled out one of the suspects.
I'd be happy to say that it's the lady. I'm going to go with Taylor because I feel like maybe he didn't fuck the chocolates.
Yeah, I don't think he fucked the chocolates.
Okay.
I think with respect. I think it's a great visual image.
When you said with respect, the moment you said that, I was like, do you know what? I've changed my mind.
No, he did. Actually, he did.
No, okay, it's the lady. I'm with it.
No, it's the Scottish guy. But also, whiskey.
Reminds
him of home. You know?
Interesting.
Why is he eating?
That's a good...
Why is he eating? Because he's lonely. Why is he lonely? Because he's not home.
You know what? See, because I was thinking it's the drunk, because I don't want to brag, but I have times I can't remember what I've done when after too much drinking.
So he is so impressive.
He might not remember doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd have six.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because that's a rich
lady
chocolate.
Overspill over here begs to differ.
That's a
six little chocolates.
No, it's a rich chocolate.
They're actually, they must
honey
be
and
so
whiskey.
Rich.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
That's
actually,
rich
actually,
fun.
You'd have
yeah.
one and feel sick, wouldn't you?
I think so. And you would go, oh well, I get it. Whereas if you have a food issue, which a Scottish
yeah.
gentleman does,
okay.
Do you know what's lovely?
I changed my guess.
He would probably take all six of them, take them back to his cabin. I suspect.
I think I've worked.
I'm going with food guy.
I think everyone had one each. The three suspects. The two girls and the lady.
Oh,
wouldn't that be nice?
And the like, lord weren't invited.
It's like the Murder on the Orient lord. Express of
yeah.
chocolates.
Yeah.
They all
exactly
did it.
What it is.
Don't tell the lord.
Right. I think.
Okay, we solved it.
Yay!
Cheers.
Not Yay.
Solved. Well done.
We did it. So, Richard, what are you up to? You'd like to plug on our podcast.
It's now November.
November, well, it's my birthday soon.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you so much. It's so lovely that it's in Men's Month. It really makes it, it just makes it extra special for me. No, my book is out next year, so it's not out for ages. So
and it is a crime book, right?
Are it's a crime book, yeah. It's called The Thursday Murder Club.
Ooh!
That sounds good.
It is good. Well, listen, it's. I've just had a woo-woo, so I'll say it's good. I wouldn't have said that pre-woo-woo, I assure you. But I hope it's good. I think so. But we'll see. Yeah, and apart from that, the usual old nonsense.
Pointless
House of Games, Bishop all of that world. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's very kind. I see myself more as an author.
Are all the things that you have questions in the book?
There are no questions in the book. It's a straight down the line crime,
oh, so we get closure at the end.
Oh, do you ever... Do you ever?
Can't wait.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. That was so much
Cheers.
Fun.
Well,
Cheers,
everybody. Cheers.
Detective Loophole, you have a future. Yeah.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman. Music by The Lion and the Wolf. If you would like to, you can follow us on Drunk Women Pod on Twitter. On Facebook and Insta, we are Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And also, if you have a crime that you would like us to solve, write it on a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening. Bye!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.